This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. Jimmy Failla is out of lockup. He is no longer in the tank at NYPD. He was arrested for assault because he hurt Caden Primo's feelings. And the Montreal Canadiens goalie filed a complaint, a formal complaint with the NYPD, and Jim was swiftly arrested.
We really did. Sunday night, we were at the Ranger-Canadian game. How amazing was that? In the third period of the game, for everybody watching at home, you don't need to be a hockey fan to appreciate what we're about to tell you. We, meaning me, you, my son Lincoln, and our tour manager, Fred, heckled Primo, the goalie on the Canadiens, so viciously that we deserve partial credit for the fact that he let up four goals in the third period of the game.
He did. The only productive period they had was when they were on the other end of the ice, and we weren't directly behind Primo. I still have a bruise on my thumb from banging
hitting the glass, right? Isn't that funny? So a friend gave us tickets in the very front row against the glass behind the net.
Which we'll never have again.
Ever again. The friend has actually been banned from the garden, so I can't imagine what their policy towards us is going to be. But it was a good rowdy Sunday night.
James Dolan came to my house to rip my face off. Not just facial recognition. He's actually taking it.
Facial demolition. It's a new thing they have at the garden. Well, it was amazing.
But some of your biggest hits were yelling at this poor kid, Caden Primo. Primo, you couldn't catch COVID in a Wuhan lab.
That hurt his feelings.
Primo, you couldn't save a goal with a coupon.
Oh yeah, you couldn't save with a coupon.
Yeah.
Well, because he had a mitt on, and we kept yelling at him to take off the mitt because it doesn't work. That was the point. Get off your knees. You're blowing the game. Because he was Canadian, so we said, like, because we kept ragging him, like, stop staring at your phone. He wasn't on his phone, but it was just, like, belligerence. I'm like, we got a game going on.
And then the Rangers, the front line, were coming towards him, and Jim was like, oh, no, Primo. They're coming, Primo.
Oh, man.
They're coming. Primo, look out.
This is not socialism. You can't share our goals.
Can't share our goals.
Poor Primo. Like, we really did break the man down.
And you asked him if you had seen him on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I believe that might have been the person seated next to me. I don't believe I did. I do believe RuPaul's Drag Race was mentioned. I do believe the person who mentioned it may have saved the world a time or two in her day.
That's correct.
But here we are.
Yeah. That was a great game, though. And I love this time of year. You always love this time of year when your team's in the playoffs because you're playing teams who aren't in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So we went and saw Rangers Devils the other night. And it was literally like a scene out of Slapshot because 2 seconds in, 2 seconds off the clock, all five pairs are fighting.
Yeah,
they're all
that.
Fighting. And then there were two guys that were kind of like dancing around, like pushing each other a little bit. And they're just like, we should probably fight too. So they started fighting as well. They were the last couple in the all skate. And there were six players given game misconduct within the first 2 seconds of the game. I'd never seen anything like
that. No, and I love that. And what's so funny is how hockey players are dogs in the end. You know, if a dog hears another dog bark and he's like, oh, we're barking?
Yeah.
I don't bark. Yeah. Woof. Yeah, no, woof. No idea why. That's a hockey fight. You're like, oh, we're fighting? Yeah. Oh, why? No.
Oh, fighting.
And somebody just
fight?
Punches somebody in the face.
Could I punch you?
No, I love that. Hockey players at their core are dogs.
And they all just went at it.
Yep.
And there were, because, you know, in other sports, there's always like the adult on the team, like that.
Tries to calm it down.
Let's think about this. Let's take a deep breath and take a step back. None of that. There were no adults at all. And it's almost like they knew because that first line, there were a couple of defensemen, but they were done. And they must have known that was going to happen.
A woof.
Yeah, the Devils did make the playoffs. They're pissed that the Rangers did because they battled it out in the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. And so Devils fans, it doesn't matter how bad their season is. Yeah. To Rangers fans, they're like, oh, how many cups have you won? Have you won any in this century?
It'll always come back to something like that. But what's so special about sports is about that unique hatred that exists between certain cities. Like, you could, like, literally, go anywhere in Boston. You could be at a Bris and start a Yankee suck chant. And you get the Moyle will stop circumcising the baby and be like, Yankees suck. Yeah, they'll jump right in there. It doesn't matter where you could go. I've been pulled over by a highway patrolman on Route 90 and started a Yankee suck chant. He's cheering. He still writes you the ticket, but he'll cheer alone. And that's about the unique hatred of sports, which we love.
Yes. I had an Uber driver in Ohio the other day who was like, I'd never move to New York. And I was like, why? He's like, too many Yankees fans there. And I was like, how dare you? He's like, I was born in Boston.
Oh, I get
it. I'm like, oh.
But I do always love when people tell you, like, they can't live where you're from. Because in a weird way, it is kind of rude. You know what I mean? Oh, that's your wife? I could never date her. Let me explain why. You know, but that's funny. Sports.
Yeah, I could hump her, but I could not be married. I mean, but that's what people say. Like, I could visit New York.
Yeah.
Oh, I love to visit.
Yeah.
You know, I love to take around the block a little bit.
That's funny. I could shag her, but I don't know that I'm moving in.
Exactly.
Yeah, be careful. It's a slippery slope.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
So did you watch the eclipse yesterday?
I did. Okay, I was standing outside a Radio City Music Hall with like 8,000 other people who clogged the streets of New York. So no cars could get through. It was kind of like this was my moment to be a pro Hamas protester for the day. We just knew traffic with no regard for other people. I find it interesting. What I like about an eclipse is you do get 5 minutes of pure escapism because it's hard to politicize.
Yes.
People try. But it was like in a roundabout way, it's one of the last forms of bipartisanship we have. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're down to an eclipse in Pornhub. But you don't really watch Pornhub together anymore since HR called down to the studio. So it's like, I guess I just got to embrace the eclipse. I do wear goggles for the stuff I'm watching on Pornhub. I mean, if you've seen some of this stuff, you can't look directly at it, is what they tell you. Then I don't look right at that.
Yeah, I was on the Hudson River and I was watching cars just whizzing by, cyclists going the other way, like the sun's over here and they don't even care. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to see this again. Yep. Just stop.
So
for
you
a
are
second.
Supposed to watch. That's the point I would make. If you're in a position to watch it and you know it's one of those things that might happen twice in your life, watch it. Why wouldn't you watch it?
Fred made the pinhole experiment and actually got to witness it through a box with slits in it and a piece of paper.
Oh, that's why he's wearing the eye patches today? I didn't know. I saw him with the cane and the dog. I didn't know that was why. Oh, that's interesting.
You're like, that's not Lemmy.
Oh, it's a service dog, eh? So how does that work? What is that miracle like? Is it incredible?
Yeah, it was really cool. So I want to show you this picture that I took on my phone because, and I don't know if this happened with other people and their iPhone, but you can see the eclipsed sun right there and then the ball of light right there.
Wow.
So because there are three different cameras, it got two versions of the exact same eclipse in the same frame at the same time.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating?
Is that how we wound up with is the dress blue and gold or black? And
probably. It's something like that.
Somebody hit the wrong filter on their iPhone and half the world killed each other.
6 minutes to Wapner. It's gold.
So I'm pro eclipse in that regard. Did you like it? Were you fascinated?
I was fine. It took a long time.
Yes.
So I was watching Fox News with the door open, and then I would go outside with the glasses on. I had to put contacts in eventually because trying to navigate the eclipse glasses with these glasses was the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
And if anyone had seen me, like, my dog walked out. He was so embarrassed.
Well, let me ask you this then, though. How would you feel? Because I would not be happy with myself if I had spent, like, $20,000 to go to, like, Niagara Falls or something and watch this.
Yeah.
Do you think it was worth it? I thought it was cool, but I didn't think it was.
I would see the all male near nude review in Vegas for 5 minutes of fun before I would
you
check
ever?
Out the eclipse in Rochester.
That's assuming they let you back in, which is a long shot if ever there was one. But no, it is cool. But I think the fact that
I don't know that and Emily Campagno does that. So she and her family have seen several eclipses together in different hemispheres. Like they're eclipse tourists. Like they will travel to different, they went to Argentina a few years ago.
Mm.
So they went to Indianapolis as a family, which I thought was really special and cool.
Now the closest I came, I in college, I was with a fat chick who drove a Mitsubishi Eclipse. And I witnessed that eclipse in several states. I know nobody likes to show off. We don't have the Campagnos travel budget at Nassau Community College. But no, I get it. And she is into that. She's into eclipse tourism. She was in Indianapolis.
She went to space camp as
but
a kid.
This is what I think it comes down to.
I went to detention in the summer. Like, that's hard to do.
When you get suspended at summer school, though, that really is impressive.
It's not good.
But I think that's what it comes down to. Like, some people are event people. Mm-hmm. She's an event person.
Yes.
And she likes the big group thing and all of that. And I think if you gravitate towards that, you love a thing like an eclipse because there's a camaraderie to it.
Yeah, for sure.
I think what's odd is, like, when you watch it in New York, you do have that. There's 10,000 people in the street with you, but you're actually not talking to any of them.
No.
You're in your goggles and, like, get out of the way. So I think it's a commentary in a weird way about you and how you like consuming things of significance.
It was just me and my dog, and I couldn't get him to stop looking at the sun. I'm not kidding. Like,
is that
I'll show
true?
You another picture. Yeah. He just, this dumb dog, I swear to you, I was like, this can't be good.
Whoa.
So there's me and my glasses and him looking up at the sun.
That's Lemmy.
Yeah. He's looking right up at the sun. I couldn't get him to stop.
Wow.
So, and so far he hasn't bumped into furniture or anything. I don't know if he was communicating with some alien life form.
But all right. But you raised this point. Okay. It's Mars attacks. I am most interested in how things like eclipses affect animals.
Yes.
I find that fascinating.
He started whining.
Did he?
He started whining as it reached whatever our version of totality was at 3:24. So 3:24, he starts whining. I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, this is really interesting. Because I was sitting with him. And then he put his paw on my leg and would not let me move.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because it does have some type of an effect. Because I was reading, like, the giraffes run around the zoo. I read this yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you know that turtles mate during eclipses?
I heard that. That was so funny. I want to see some.
I love that.
Speaking of Pornhub, I would like to see that category.
I love that an eclipse is the funky cold Medina of the turtle population. That's an 89 rap reference. Shout out to Tone Loc.
Yeah.
But I love that turtles hum to eclipse. I just think that's funny.
Yeah, it's like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
It's kind of cold and dark.
Yeah.
We don't normally do this, but I feel like we should, Gladys.
Always be closing.
Move that shell out of the way.
I just, the idea that horny turtles even exist matters to me, and that they're closing during an eclipse, I like. So there you go.
Well, I'm fine with it. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. It was fine. Everyone's like, it's life-changing. It's spiritual.
No, it's not.
And it really, I was ready for it. I was like, oh, and nothing. There was no enlightenment.
Yeah.
There was no, on your deathbed, you will receive nothing.
The only thing life-changing is that you're now $8,500 in debt because you booked a room at Niagara Falls or you got pickpocketed on 6th Avenue. That's all we were talking about yesterday is we were staring up at it.
Yes.
We're like, this is a pickpocket dream come true.
Like that in MOS. Yeah. I'm like, are you going to pickpocket people?
Yeah.
And this one guy was like, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
But now I might.
Oh, I have three purses right now. Three. That's pretty good for me on a Monday.
So you added one.
Yeah. On a Monday, that's pretty good.
All right. Well, Jim, on to the next natural disaster. We survived the earthquake and the eclipse.
Did we ever?
The Ranger game, barely. And I hear you have something very special on Fox News Saturday night this weekend.
Oh, the dog whisperer, Cesar Romero.
Yeah.
He's going to come by and train my dog.
Yes.
My dog, these dogs usually have a specific focus. Okay, for some reason, my dog acts like he gets kicked whenever the Knicks don't cover the spread. And I don't know what's gotten into him. I don't know why he gets so worked up. Yeah. But whenever the clock goes zero and the Knicks haven't covered, for whatever reason, he walks around as if he's been beaten. I don't know what it is, but hopefully the dog whisperer can become the point spread whisperer and we can straighten this puppy out. I don't know. And I'm kidding. Don't come at me, animal people. This is purely a joke.
We don't have time for it because we're all done. This has been Kennedy Saves the World along with Jimmy Failla. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.